All righty, let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. On Wednesday nights, we've been doing a Wednesday night Bible series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But because we're not having Wednesday night Bible study this week, because it's the eve of Thanksgiving, what we're going to do is we're going to tackle that lesson tonight. And so we want to address the three power gifts. Let me just kind of jog your memory a little bit. We said that there, that we looked in 1 Corinthians 12, there are nine gifts of the Holy Spirit as cited by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and written by the Apostle Paul. And he cites nine of them. And we said those nine could be divided into three categories. We have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the distinguishing between spirits as a category one that we would call the revelation gifts. The revelation gifts. And these three gifts reveal something. And then we said that there are category two, the power gifts, the gift of faith, the gifts of healings, and the workings of miracles. And all those three are the power gifts, and they do something. And then the last three are tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. And these three are the verbal gifts, and they say something. Okay? So I throw that out there for review. And so we're here in 1 Corinthians 12. And so let's begin by looking at, jump into verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles. And then he goes on to say, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits or distinguishing between spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Okay? So we come to the gift of faith. Now, let me say here, it is very important that we make a distinction between the fruit of faith and the gift of faith. You know, we've all been given the fruit of faith. The Bible says, in fact, just hold your finger here in 1 Corinthians 12. Turn with me to Romans 12, please. And we'll just read that verse of Scripture. Romans chapter 12, just take a left. Very, very important Scripture to understand as we seek to teach on the gift of faith. Notice verse 3, Romans 12, 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he or she ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one, notice carefully, a measure of faith. Do you realize that when you were born again, God gave you a measure of faith? And this is the faith that we are supposed to exercise. This is the faith that we are supposed to trust God with. And this faith will grow over time, and it will develop. This is not the faith that Paul was referring to in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In fact, the Living Bible describes it this way, describes it as special faith. Remember that? Special faith. We kind of threw that out there. Let me further break down what the gifts are. We've kind of talked about these. The gifts of the Holy Spirit can be defined as these. A gift is a supernatural, instantaneous, momentary manifestation or expression of God's power. Notice the adjectives. It is supernatural. It is momentary. It is instantaneous. In an instant, the Holy Spirit will move and cause one of the gifts to be in operation through a certain person to another person or to a group of people, and will in that process manifest his power, that is, his omniscience, his omnipotence in great way, all right? So keep that in mind. This is special faith. This is not our faith. Let me describe it this way. When someone is operating in the gift of faith, it's like them being on steroids, supernatural steroids. they could not doubt something if they wanted to. They had a, they knew that they knew that they knew that they knew. They had a deep knowing that God was about to do something. All right? So what's a perfect Bible example of special faith? Who was it? I know who it is, but I want to throw this out. Who was it that spoke to the sun and spoke to the moon and told them to stand still and to not move? Who was it? Shall I play the Jeopardy song? Da, 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 da. It was Joshua. Turn with me to Joshua 10, please. Joshua chapter 10. It's the sixth book of the Bible from the beginning. We're going to read two verses of scripture, beginning with verse 12. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he set this in the sight of Israel: sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. Wow. What was this act of Joshua talking to the sun and talking to the moon? It was an instantaneous, momentary expression of God's power, in this case, of a supernatural expression of faith. It took special faith for one man of God to speak to the sun, to speak to the moon, for it to stand still and to stop, and for it to do so. How many of y'all would say that's incredible faith? None of us here can do that. I can go out in the noonday sun and talk to that sun to stop, and what? It'll keep going. But unless the Lord moves on someone like he did on Joshua, he spoke to that sun in faith and he said, stand still, right? Didn't Jesus tell us to speak to inanimate objects? If you have the faith of a grain of seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Remember that? Mark chapter 11. And shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. You will have what you say. So this is a special kind of faith. All right? And wow, it is powerful when there's a manifestation. You know, we hear of incidences where sometimes when there's a car wreck and someone gets a super shot of adrenaline and they have this superhuman strength that they pick up a car that they normally would not be able to. That's in the physical realm what faith, the gift of faith, is in the spiritual realm. God gives you supernatural adrenaline to believe that he can do something in spite of doubt, in spite of the odds, in spite of the fact that it's never been done before. That supernatural faith will carry you through. Make sense? That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all wish that you had more of that operating in your life? I wouldn't be doubting. I'd be like cool as a cucumber. I wouldn't lose a wink of sleep. Come on, somebody. Right? Alrighty, so that's the gift of faith. Now, let me say here, sometimes, you know, I've been to church services and I don't necessarily recall a time when the Lord has used me to operate in the gift of faith, of special faith. But I've seen men of God, wow. I've been to healing services. I've been to miracle services where the man of God called up anybody who did not have hearing, physical hearing at all. And he spoke to their ears. And I know it's a little unconventional, you know, but Jesus used to spit on people's ears, remember? So, or make clay out of it and then put it in their ears. And they would speak to the ears, and that little boy or girl that couldn't talk begin to hear sounds in their ears, and they begin to repeat them with their mouth because they never heard a sound. They could not talk. But now they're hearing a sound for the first time, and they're trying to speak it forth. That's faith. That is amazing. That's faith. All right? Okay, so let's go to the next one. Next one is a little more easier to wrap our mind around. In 1 Corinthians 12, the next one is, isn't it the gifts of healings? Verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings. Notice, it is not the gift, singular, of healing, singular. It is the gifts, plural, of healings, plural. Gifts, plural, of healings, plural. How many of us know that when you study the Gospels, Jesus did not heal the same disease the same way that he healed another one? It could be the same problem, same sickness, same disease. You know, Jesus prayed for people for their eyesight to be given to them, and it was given to them, but Jesus didn't pray the same way for everyone to receive their eyesight. For one, he took spittle, he spit on his hands, took dirt, made mud, and he put it on the eyelids of the blind person. And after that, they saw. Or what about that guy that Jesus stuck his ears? He was a blind man, stuck his ears, his fingers in his ears, and then put them over his eyes. And the guy opened his eyes and he said, "I see men like tree walking." And so Jesus prayed for him a second time. So let me say, it's plural healings because, and it's plural gifts because there is not one surefire method that will cure the sick. It's how the Spirit is moving at that time. Right? It's how the Spirit is moving. And so Jesus didn't heal the blind the same way. He just went with the flow and he healed people. I was at a service. Gabby and I were at a service, actually. This was back in 2008 in El Paso, Texas. There was this guy that had a healing gift that flowed in the gifts of healings. And he had a word of knowledge, and he said, "There's someone out here who has been blind in one eye, and I want to pray for you. Come on up, you know." I believe you're receiving your healing. Well, not long after he said that, there was a kid, a teenage kid, run from the crowd up forward, and he was crying, and he was saying, "I can see, I can see, I can see." And so the healing guy kind of calmed him down a little bit, and then here, not far from behind him, was the mom saying, "He's telling the truth. He's telling the truth." And so the story went that the younger brother threw a rock at the older brother and caused blindness in one of his eyes. And in that service, the Lord healed that son. And he was, you can just imagine, he was able to see again, and the mom was beside herself, and the young brother came up, and I love how the pastor handled it. He prayed for the younger brother as well, so that the guilt could be removed from his life. Can you imagine carrying the guilt of blinding one eye from your older brother or your older sibling? And so it was a beautiful miracle. I remember asking Gabby, and Gabby, you know, one of the things that we try to do I've tried to do with our daughters is expose them to the supernatural. None of my daughters have a problem believing in miracles. None of them. They've seen them. They grew up with this as their normal. And we made, my ex-wife and I made it a priority to expose them to the supernatural so that these girls would not have a problem believing that God could perform miracles at any time on behalf of anybody. So let me pause and ask, do you believe that God can use you in the gifts of healings? Only one head is nodding yes. How many of y'all believe that God can use you in the gifts of healings? Thank you. It's not just for the preachers, it's for the lay people as well. Well, let's say a co-worker says, "You know, would you mind praying for me? I've got a horrible headache," and you pray for them right on the spot. You know, I've learned to just ask them, "Can I just pray for you right now?" And I'll pray for them right then. And, you know, if something happens, awesome. If nothing happens, well, then that's God's business, right? I can't make it happen, but I have to be obedient. I remember one time there was, in my previous pastorate, we were having a time of worship, and I got up to the stage and I said, "There's someone here." I had a word of knowledge. there's someone here who is pre-diabetic, and you have concerns, and I gave forth the word, and the gifts of healings manifested themselves in this way. I said, you need to go get checked by a doctor, and you'll find out that you're healed. And so a person came up to me, you know, after the church service, and they said, Pastor, that was me. I just believe I received a miracle. And so I saw them midweek, you know, for midweek service. And I said, so have you gone to the doctor to check it out? Oh, no, I just believe. I said, go to the doctor. They went to the doctor. The doctor said that they had been pre-diabetic, and that, but that the count was down and they were in the safe zone. They didn't have to take medication that was going to cost them, I can't remember what he said, about $800 a month. How many of y'all would say that's a miracle from God? They not only gave me the report that they were healed by the doctor, I believe that true miracles will stand the test of a doctor. Amen? And she also said, she said, you know, my family is saving $800 a month in medication. Well, praise the Lord for that. Amen? God is good. All right, those are the gifts of healings. Now, a couple things on the gifts of healings. We need to know that I'm a teacher, so I'm going to give you stuff. I get into the nitty-gritty, you know. God heals one of three ways. And this is vitally, vitally, vitally important that we write these down, that we memorize them, that we understand them. Number one, God heals instantaneously. Number two, God heals progressively. Amen? Remember when he told those lepers, go back to the priest, the temple priest, and show yourselves. They didn't get healed until they were on their way to the temple. They didn't get healed in front of Jesus. As they were going to the temple, that's when they got healed. So it could be a progressive healing. The prayer begins a process of progressive healing. All right? Or, so it's instantaneous, progressive, or the Lord, for his reasons alone, not known to me, and I would dare say not known to any of us, will heal people when they get to heaven. Amen? And we can't question that, because there are no answers on this side of heaven. People say, you know, well, we had this loved one, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed. I remember one of my seminary professors, one of my Greek professors, his wife was dying of cancer, and he took his wife to a healing service. She was prayed over personally, privately, and she still passed on. And my seminary professor was spiritually mature enough not to question it. He accepted it. He grieved with hope, which is what we Christians do. We grieve with hope, but he never questioned it. And, you know, that's it happens. I don't know why, but it happens. And I don't believe for a minute that the prayers weren't heard by God. I believe that every single one of them was heard by God. I just don't know why the Lord chose not to heal that person on this side of heaven. And if I would ask the Lord, he would probably tell me it's none of my business. It's between him and that seminary professor's wife. Deceased wife, right? So far, so good.
I've heard that called perfect healing.
That's right, and that's what it is. You won't be sick again. Perfect healing indeed. Okay? So, so let's go to the second one, progressive healing. Very important. There are three steps within the progressive healing. There's impartation, there's incubation, and there's manifestation. When we pray for another person, whatever physical ailment they have, we must believe that we are imparting God's power into them. Right? By the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We're imparting God's power into their bodies. Now, there might be a temporary waiting. The second step is incubation, the incubation stage. Okay, who's ever had a headache and you went over to the drugstore and bought some aspirin? when you took that aspirin with a glass of water, did it instantly heal you? No, there was an incubation period, wasn't there? You had to give it time, the aspirin, to break down and work and flow to your system for it to do any good. And we have to allow the Lord, come on somebody, He doesn't always heal everybody instantly. And then comes the manifestation. You know, I have a friend of mine, my best friend Burke, the guy that helped me do the video. His healing, you know, let me say something about healing. There's just so much that I can go into. In fact, I might not even have time for the working of miracles. Well, we can tackle that next, not this Wednesday, but a week from Wednesday. But in healing, you know, the Lord healed him of boils. He had boils as a teenager in his legs, my friend Burke. If he ever comes here, I might have him share that testimony. It is a powerful, powerful testimony. And he cried out to the Lord. You know, he was praying and crying out to him because they were so painful, these boils on his legs. He had been to the doctor and they couldn't prescribe anything. They thought maybe they would just go away by themselves, and they didn't seem to, so he was praying. And he said he woke up one morning and he heard the audible voice of the Lord. Let me be clear. I've never heard the audible voice of the Lord. I've heard the still small voice in my spirit. Who's ever heard the still small voice in your spirit? Yes. That's good enough for me. But he heard the voice of God tell him, I will heal your afflictions. Heard it with his physical ear. And not long after that, they began to clear and was completely healed. It was not instantaneous. He was not healed completely the moment he heard the Lord's audible voice. It was given time, and then he was healed. How many of y'all believe that that is still every bit a miracle as is the instantaneous? So let me say here, don't look for the spectacular. There are spectacular manifestations. Like talking to the sun and it stands still, that's spectacular. Right? Just always look for the supernatural. Amen? All right, let's close and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this time in your word. Father, truly, these are amazing and powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit, Lord. What display of power you manifest to your people through your people, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your precious word that is honey to our lips, that is sustenance for our souls. Father, that teaches us the right way, that trains us in your ways, that causes us, Lord God, to look to you time and time and time again and fills our heart with hope, Father, knowing that there's power in prayer and you can work all these miracles at your will through anybody, for anybody, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.